Good evening. This is WDIY, and you are listening to Lehigh Valley Business Beat. The Lehigh Valley is booming, and that's why Business Beat brings you a program keeping tabs on the who, what, when, where, why, and how our area is growing and innovating. I am Sally Hanlon, your host of a program that brings business leaders of our community together for conversations about Lehigh Valley business and moving forward in the developments of business. Tonight, we are talking about booming because we are going to be focusing on our small business community, which is growing and expanding every day. And one of the best ways to start and grow a business is by networking and meeting professionals, both for experienced and passionate people on both sides of that equation. So what we're going to talk about tonight is the first annual Lehigh Valley Entrepreneurial Summit. And our guest this evening is Catherine Bailey. And Catherine is an amazing proponent, passionate small business person, passionate corporate person. Catherine, I looked at your background and it was like, how do you fit all this in? Can you give our listeners a little bit about your background?
Well, actually, my beauty industry background started with a company called Victoria Vogue. But my actual background is product development. And that's how I got involved in developing products for the beauty industry.
Okay.
It was a very fortunate venture and adventure for me in that it all kind of happened, you know, with those happenstances where you just roll and roll and keep rolling, all of a sudden there you are. When I started with Victoria Vogue, I was a novice, and through that company and they gave me all of the background and education that I needed for growing a business. And then when Rianne Silva came to me with Beauty Blender to develop her product, our synergy was just so great, I eventually wound up running her company. And I was able to do that because of the background that I had gotten from Victoria Vogue.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been passionate about learning. I have a mantra, I need to learn at least one new thing a day.
Okay.
Keeps me relevant, keeps me going. Since I retired, I've committed myself to working with other entrepreneurs, small business people, students. I'm very passionate about our educational opportunities in the Valley, as well as the entrepreneurial opportunities that are here.
Well, listeners, she may have given up and retired from her corporate career, but now the Lehigh Valley small businesses are her career because, let me tell you, she is a member of Launchbox Ladies Council. She is chair of the Launchbox Advisory Board at Penn State. She's on the Northampton Community College Foundation Board. She's a SCORE mentor. She's vice chair, marketing chair, Lehigh Valley chapter. She's a senior fellow at Lehigh University, among other things. So you may have given up a paid career, but you certainly are paying it back to our community. Thank you for that.
Well, it's really giving me a great deal of pleasure, so, and I'm very happy to do it.
Good. Well, let's talk about the summit coming up. It sounds wonderful. Can you provide, Catherine, a little bit of history about how this came about and who all's involved with it?
Well, it started as a seed, actually, between Launchbox and Launchbox Ladies and SCORE. And we were talking about how best to collaborate with all of the amazing entrepreneurial support systems in our valley,
mm-hmm.
that they're just what we refer to them as our entrepreneurial ecosystem. And there's a multitude of them, whether they're through our universities, whether they're through organizations like SCORE, Launchbox, SBDC, Rising Tide, all of those organizations that are here to help young entrepreneurs, people in business who are going on to the next level. So we do, SCORE has an annual event, which, as a matter of fact, is coming up as well. And when we were thinking about that, at a Lehigh Valley LVEDC council meeting, I mentioned it and said, what about if we all got together under one roof and were able to offer our Valley residents the knowledge of what we all do, because all of our end goals are the same, but we do them just a little bit differently. So an entrepreneur can get value from working with several different entrepreneurial support systems. So I brought it to council, and everybody liked the idea, and it just started growing. And now we're going to be at Ben Franklin, who is supporting this by allowing us to utilize their facility. Don Cunningham is going to be our keynote speaker. We are going to have breakout sessions from business leaders, mentors, and the opportunity for people to just network with all of these community entrepreneurial support systems.
And listeners, just to sort of fill in a little bit for what Catherine mentioned, some of the organizations in the Entrepreneurship Council of the Lehigh Valley include Allentown Economic Development Corporation, Ben Franklin, as she said, City of Bethlehem, Da Vinci Science Center, the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship at Lafayette College, East Stroudsburg University, Jay's Local, Lehigh University, Lehigh Valley Launchbox at Penn State, Northampton Community College, Northeast PA Strategies Early Warning Network Office. That's a new one for me. Rising Tide Community Loan Fund, SCORE, as she has mentioned, Small Business Development Center at Lehigh, and the U.S. Small Business Administration. So all of these folks got together under this council to pull this off. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is something that was created. Actually, this is only my second year working with the council.
Okay.
But it was created for this purpose, for all of us to get together on a monthly basis and talk about what's going on in our organizations, what we are doing for the community. And the ecosystem continues to grow. You know, all of the universities, Moravian, Muhlenberg, Lafayette, as you mentioned, East Stroudsburg, they're all involved in one way or another through their entrepreneurial programs. And as someone who's been doing this now for about 4 or 5 years, the entrepreneurial programs are growing mm-hmm. within our universities and our colleges, which is so encouraging and certainly gives witness to the need and also the value of this.
Yeah, no, this is a tremendous effort. And I know from working with Lehigh Valley Meet the Buyers and pulling all those organizations together, it's not necessarily an easy task because everybody has sort of their own idea as to what the event should be or how it should look and all that kind of stuff. So was there a sort of a driving force of a couple of the organizations, or did everybody just sort of come together, Catherine, for this?
Well, actually, what we did create a committee to do most of the groundwork and pull things together.
Okay.
And then I report out at the monthly meetings for the council. So there were key members that worked on just pulling this together. And really, everyone is just so excited and interested in providing these services that it wasn't that difficult.
Oh, good.
It was, you know, with all of the different entities that were involved, the East Stroudsburg was part of the planning committee, Launchbox, SCORE, of course, and then some of the other members, Pete Ranke, and, you know, worked Jonathan Epstein, who aren't part of the council, actually, but part of Launchbox and or another entity. Worked on getting this together.
Yeah, that's terrific. Now, listeners, if you're interested in getting a visual of all these organizations, if you go to Lehigh Valley Economic Development's website, lehighvalley.org, and click on the Entrepreneurship Council of the Lehigh Valley, they have an amazing diagram of all of these organizations and sort of how they relate to each other or where they exist. And I know it's just putting that schematic together was a challenge, I know, but it is amazing at what you see there. And it's wonderful. I know as starting a business back in the 90s, all of these resources were not available. And to have one place where a new entrepreneur or an existing expanding business can go and meet some of these tremendous resources, you know, the people, the opportunities that are there, you can't buy that.
Well, we hope that that's what comes about. This is, we are calling this our first annual, and we're hoping that it becomes something that we do every year so that all new entrepreneurs have the same opportunity. Again, each of these entities has their way of working with entrepreneurs, and it's so important for an entrepreneur to not just get one opinion or not just hear things one way. Talk to lots of people. There is so much knowledge. And in that facility that evening, the amount of experience, expertise, and knowledge that can be given to anyone who attends, we're just so excited to be able to do it.
So listeners, now we're talking about this and we haven't given you a date yet. So the date is October 21st. It's from 3 to 7 at Ben Franklin Tech Ventures on Research Drive in Bethlehem. And let's talk a little bit. You mentioned some of the agenda for the day, or the evening, I guess I should say. Catherine, could you get a little bit more detail about what is happening and how the organization will flow? Because you have an awful lot of resources there, but 3 to 7 is only 4 hours.
Right, right. Well, we're hoping that this timing will work. The doors open at 3, and Don Cunningham will do his keynote speech at 3:30, and then we will break out into breakout sessions. There will be 5 rooms that will be having different topics, one of them creating a marketing plan, and Bill Benz will be doing that. We're doing economic development initiatives and franchising your business, financial planning for your business, preparing to pitch your business, and then we're very excited to have veteran entrepreneur opportunities that we have Norm Phillips doing, who is so entrenched in helping veterans start their business. Those breakouts will be going from 4 to 6. There'll be 2 sessions each, 45 minutes each with a 15-minute break. This way, people will be able to go to more than one.
Okay.
But at the same time, the organizations will have tables around the main room where they will be explaining to people about their different program. Launchbox will have a table, SCORE will have a table, Rising Tide. And people can speak one-on-one to representatives from those organizations, along with, you know, having just open networking. There, of course, will be refreshments because one always enjoys that. And so we're hoping that it flows as we have it planned. But we also know that, as in starting a new business, there are some twists and turns that you're not aware of, but we'll be there to handle them.
Okay. Listeners, we're going to take a short break right now, and I hope we've whet your appetite for this event that's coming up in October. And you're listening to Business Beat with our guest, Catherine Bailey. And she is an all-around small business advocate. And we're talking about the summit on October 21st. Stay tuned. We'll be right back and tell you more.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100 or WDIY.org.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices. Folk music, from folk classics to the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles, to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia, to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world. You'll find it all here on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., just after NPR News headlines, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on 88.1 WDIY and streaming at WDIY.org.
Welcome back to our Business Beat program tonight. We are talking about an upcoming Small Business Summit for new and existing Lehigh Valley businesses. We're talking with Catherine Bailey about the first annual Lehigh Valley Entrepreneurial Summit. And before we went to break, we talked a little bit about the organization of the day. And Catherine, how does one register for this?
You can go to lvesummit.com and register through that. Also, we are on social media now.
Okay.
And there is a QR code that can be utilized. But lvesummit.com also will give you a lot more information about the program.
Yeah, that's where I went to get some of the information for our topic tonight, and mm-hmm. I found that it was really very helpful for me to understand. Now, what I didn't go into there, is there a cost for this?
Yes, there okay. is a $20 fee, and that gets paid when you sign up on with
when
the
you register.
Yeah, yeah, when you register.
Wow, that's really, you know, $20 for all that kind of access to all those organizations. And even if you don't get to talk to everyone that's there representing a small business organization, you know, take your business cards along, you know, let them know. I mean, that in itself is priceless to have.
Well,
that.
And of course, too, the other opportunity is to network and talk to other people that are going through some of the same things you
right.
are as a small business owner or as someone, you know, even someone who I have an idea. What's next?
Mm-hmm.
What do I do next? I mean, this is for anyone who just has that spark or who has an existing business. But to be able to even commingle with other people going through some of the same paces you are is also an opportunity that evening,
yeah.
along with all the expertise that's there.
Yeah. And you had mentioned at break, you know, if you go there and maybe there isn't a topic that you want for your second topic, what can you do?
Right. We chose these topics based on past experience from some of the organizations that these were things that were asked for the most. However, they may not suit everyone that's coming. That's why we will have representatives from every organization in the main room available to speak with someone who is just searching or researching and may not want to sit in a breakout session. So there's knowledge available on many different levels.
Yeah, that's sort of 360.
Right.
You can go in, you can go to a breakout session, you cannot, you can just roam and network with the folks that are there. You can go on the break and network with folks that come out of the breakout session. So there's great opportunities there.
Right. And even just sit around a table with some peers and talk about what they learned or what they're talking about or what some of their issues are. It's, again, it's a casual, informative evening, you know, where people should come and not only enjoy, but learn.
Oh, sure. And as Catherine said earlier, listeners, this is for anyone in any stage of their business. If it's just an idea and you want to just sort of run it by a few people, I know when I started my business 19 years ago, I gathered about 12 people and I just met with them and said, okay, this is my idea. What do you think? And because of comments I got back, I kept altering and revising and thought I'd last 3 years and now it's 19. So it works.
Yeah. And many times I find through the mentoring that I do, some people just want someone to talk to bounce ideas off of, just to get a sense. And being in a room full of people, like-minded people, mm-hmm. is a great opportunity to be able to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's probably the best way to learn is to do that. Now, you had mentioned there's a registration fee, and listeners, I want to let you know who the businesses are that are sponsoring this event for you, so you realize that you are getting quite a deal at that registration level of $20. Ben Franklin is one of the sponsors. Obviously, they're using the facility. Rising Tide Community Loan Fund is the fiscal agent. There's sponsorships from Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation, Lafayette College, Penn State Launchbox. That's a great list of sponsors.
Right, and we still have some more sponsors coming in.
Okay.
Which only adds to the value that people see in, right. in this. And, you know, just Ben Franklin has been absolutely amazing in, we have the entire fourth floor.
Nice.
They are being so helpful. And Rising Tide coming to our rescue, we didn't realize that, and this is, again, new business. We created a new entity,
mm-hmm.
but yet we were not an entity as one. So when Rising Tide stepped up and offered to act as our fiscal agent, that really was our green light to let's go.
Yeah.
So again, this only shows how important this is to some of the most important organizations in the Valley, that they're willing to step up and do things like this.
And listeners, if you're thinking, okay, well, how many small businesses can there be in the Valley? Well, let me tell you that from my days at the Small Business Development Center and LVEDC, there's been pretty much steady about 15,000 businesses here in the Lehigh Valley, of which about 70% are considered to be small businesses. So that's about 11,000. And of that 11,000, about half of that has an employee base of about five or less. So when you have a small employee base, even up to 25, you don't have the expertise sometimes to help you make that next level move. And so this is something that will help you determine how you can go about expanding your business or where you need to expand it or what you need to do. Correct?
Correct. I think when you're out there on your own in a small business and you're primary owner, you just need that additional support. And the other thing that this summit, I hope, will provide is if one doesn't have the answer, the other one will.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the collaboration of all of these organizations is so important to enhance the growth of our small businesses in this area. There's always someone that can answer your question.
Sure. It's just figuring out where to go to get it, and now you have a place.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Especially if it's annual. That would be great. Are you aware, Catherine, or is anyone on the committee aware of any other community doing something that's this involved and supportive of its small business base?
I can't speak. I do know that in my mentoring that I do for SCORE, I mentor people not only locally, but throughout the country. And many of them are very surprised when we talk about our makerspaces, our Fab Lab, our different opportunities that we have. 1 million cups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another entity within the Valley that so many people don't have the opportunity. We are so fortunate to have a chapter here that has the ability to provide 1 million cups once a week for our entrepreneurs. So can I say with total certainty that no, there aren't others? I'm sure there are. But I have to say that our Valley is just an amazing growth place. I mean, and there was just, Allentown was just had a big article in New York Times.
I saw that.
Bethlehem is the heritage city, and we're just an amazing place. And not only amazing because we continue to reinvent ourselves when we have to, but we are always looking out for the other guy,
mm-hmm.
and looking to build and nurture and grow our economic community as well as our family community.
Yeah. Yeah, we are very fortunate with our environment and the attitude of the people around here to be able to come together, even if there might be some competition. Competition is always a good thing. You know, it keeps you on your feet. Some areas look at competition as, you know, I won't talk to you, I won't look at you, I don't want to deal with you. But you can find things. You can find some strategic partners in competition.
Exactly.
So, and that's another thing, listeners, that if you go to this event, you know, look for others who have a client base that may be similar to yours, but not the same type of product or services. That could be a great strategic partner for you.
One of the things I tell most of my mentees is look at what your competition is doing. Know what your competition is doing, because you will have competition. Mm-hmm. And that's just part of the business world, part of life. Mm-hmm. But to understand what they're doing is a positive move.
Now, you had mentioned 1 million cups, and I see that Northampton Community College is one of the council members. Will they be acknowledging, advertising 1 million cups? Will they have a table there so we can know what it's all about?
They have been invited, yes.
Okay, good.
So we're certainly hoping that they will be there.
So if you want to know what it's about, you got to come, listeners. So we want to get you there. And we want you to spread the word about this, too. As the first annual, it's always sort of hard to get the momentum going. I remember with Meet the Buyers back in 2013 with our first annual one. That was really sort of tough, sort of, you know, getting into the bushes and shaking them to get people out. But once we got it started, I mean, we did it every 2 years, and we got great response every time we did it. So, listeners, please give this a shake and come to this entrepreneurial summit on the 21st of October. Catherine, we've got about 2 minutes left in our presentation. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners, make sure they're aware of, maybe repeat so that they keep it in their minds?
Well, I just hope that everyone takes the opportunity to come and see what this is all about. But I would also ask, for those of you who do come, and we hope we see many, many, many of you, that you give us your feedback. Because as Sally said, this is the first annual. It is the first time we're all getting together. Are we providing you what you hoped we would? And if we didn't, can you help us know what it is you would like to see next time?
Yeah, you can help format this for the second annual. And you can help make it better and bigger for all of the businesses here in the Lehigh Valley. So yes, please, and tell somebody about it. If you're not in business and you say, well, this isn't really about me, if you have a friend or you go to a business, please help spread the word about this opportunity that is really unique for the Lehigh Valley. And we're about, again, to wrap up, and I want to give that website again. Catherine, help me here.
LVESummit.com.
Okay, LVESummit.com is the website you can go on. You can get more information about this. You can register. You can meet a whole new world of people when you come to this on the 21st up at Ben Franklin Tech Ventures. Catherine, thank you so much for coming and sharing this information about this new event for our small business community.
Thank you for the opportunity, and we hope to see many, many there.
Listeners, I want to thank you, too, for listening, and I want to thank you in advance for passing the word along. You can also find past episodes and other community programming at WDIY.org and on major podcast platforms. I am Sally Hanlon, and this is WDIY 88.1 FM. Tune in next Thursday for more conversations about the Lehigh Valley, and we'll see you next time on Business Beat.